Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Short segment. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Austin, on this Friday, we got some Big Ten games. I want to ask you, what's your most interesting, what Big Ten game are you most interested in?
It's an interesting slate, Jay. I mean, I'm honestly curious about Oregon and Maryland, right? Maryland's kind of down for the count right now, not playing that well. And Oregon up at number one, I still can't say I trust them 100%, but that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for college football. And it's not an anti-Oregon take, at least not intentionally, but Oregon hasn't been so dominant and so runaway that I think that we should crown them, right? I think they're just number one in the first release of the college football playoff rankings. They're really good, but I still want to see a little bit more. I want to see if they can really put their foot on the gas and become that dominant team. Obviously, Michigan-Indiana is sneaky, with Indiana a two-touchdown favorite over last year's national champions. But on the low, Jay, it's Minnesota-Rutgers. It's an early game. Yeah. It's taking place in Piscataway on NBC. Minnesota's been playing some good football. They're already bowl eligible, not completely out of it in the race for the Big Ten Conference, but it's an uphill battle for them. On the flip side, Rutgers is at 4-4, right? This is a team that was one of those sleepers in the Big Ten. 4-4 is not bad for Rutgers, but it is when they start 4-0. And all of a sudden, they're on a four-game losing streak. They got, I would say, three pretty good opportunities for them, maybe even four the rest of the way to get bowl eligible, hosting Minnesota, going to Maryland, hosting Illinois before finishing at Michigan State. Not exactly murderer's row, but absolutely no gimmies in there. I think that this is a game that Minnesota is favored in, and they rightly should be, but I think this is just going to be a classic, you know, hand in the dirt, cold, early November, Big Ten style of football game. I trust Minnesota more, but Rutgers needs this one in the worst way, and I'm not putting it past them to win.
Yeah, you know, with that Minnesota-Rutgers game, and also personal, too. You got to think their old offensive coordinator brought Kyle McCattis over there. Mm-hmm. And they haven't lived up to the two expectations. Actually, essentially, they have the Nebraska hangover to the tune of losing four in a row. I think Minnesota will win that game because P.J. Fleck will probably want to stick it to not only one of his former players, but a former offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I believe in Oregon. I'm like you. It's just something about it. Maybe it's Dan Lanning, but I think Oregon is, you know, they beat Michigan pretty handily. Mm-hmm. But that's where the most interesting game comes. Indiana, Michigan. I still think, especially if Will Johnson comes back, but even if he doesn't, I think they'll play enough good defense and they'll run the ball and just kind of tighten that game down. So, you know, Indiana gets past this one, college football, you in trouble. All bets are off. So that's why I think this game, it can Michigan get them into an old street fight, and can Indiana withstand it? This is the best running attack that they will face. With Edwards, and obviously, you know,
Mullings.
You know, Mullings. And then if they bring in 10, it was his last name, Orgy. Mm-hmm. You know, essentially you got three 215, 20-pound running backs, and they still can coach, and Coach Moore can still coach the offensive line. And they got Loveland, quite frankly, he's probably the best tight end going right now.
Him or Warren at Penn State.
Yeah, him or Warren. Warren's kind of on the burst on the scene from that USC game with Penn State. Mm-hmm. But Loveland's been doing it. You look at the national champion, mm-hmm. and you look at him against Michigan State. He's their number one option. So look for him to have a big game. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting Big Ten game. I would have said the Washington game, but I just think they got talent. They're a year away. They're a year away, and I don't trust them anymore. I thought the game that when they lost early in the year and they tried to run the speed option, I was like, oh, that was just a one off, and they just haven't done anything substantial or at least consistently.
Briefly on Penn State Washington, the reason I'm not interested in that game is just because of how I feel about Penn State. They're going to Penn State. They're more talented than Washington. The game is at home. It's in Happy Valley, and what Penn State does is they beat teams that they're slightly better than. They beat him, right? It'll probably be, you know, 27-13, 27-14, somewhere in that range. Penn State does enough. They look good against a decent enough Washington team where it's not a quality win, but it's not, oh, Penn State should have rolled necessarily. They're good, but Penn State wins these type of games. It's what they do. I'm interested in Michigan-Indiana because, Jay, we talk about, you've mentioned it a couple times, Michigan's a unique team. It's a unique program, right? The way that they think about football and the way they view themselves, right? They still, you know, they're the defending national champs. They haven't, you know, not won it since it's been played last. But there's a certain arrogance, I think, that just emanates from Michigan, but also a certain amount of, like, healthy athletic pride in the same way.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping everything home. Come straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Where Michigan knows the season it's having. Michigan knows the season Indiana's having. But Michigan will still look at Indiana and say, we're not losing to these guys. We don't care if they're undefeated. We don't care if they're top 10. We don't care if we're going to their building. It doesn't matter. We're Michigan. They're Indiana. And even if Indiana has been, by basically every measure, the better team this year, I just don't think Michigan could live with itself if it loses to Indiana. It's little Indiana. It's not even little brother. So I just think we're going to get a little bit of piss and vinegar out of Michigan on the road this week.
Yeah. And also, this is essentially a signature victory if they're able to do it for Coach Sharon Moore.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get some heat off his back. You know, people were talking about he's only going to be there for a year based on the way his contract is or isn't structured. Obviously, you know, taking a lot of the blame and being there at the aftermath of the cheating scandal or whatever you want to call it, hasn't lived up to expectations, even though everybody knew the expectations were way, way too high. And they didn't look good last week and they got embarrassed at home. I'm telling you right now, it's crazy how this game is set up for Michigan to ruin somebody's team or a season. And they were just the national champion, less than a year ago. So I think Michigan will give them a challenge. I think Indiana, especially at home, and they've just been so consistent, man.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm telling you, they, even though Michigan is down, everybody's thinking this is the game that Michigan probably could win, right? Because Michigan still is extremely talented. Listen, you got Graham and Grant, those two defensive tackles, plus the defensive ends. This is the best front they're going to see. NFL guys galore. You got, obviously, our former Husker, Ernest Hausman, in the middle. This is the type of speed. This is the type of discipline on a defense that they haven't seen all year. But nevertheless, I think this game will be a lot closer than people think. I think it's going to be a game that's going to be 27-24.
I like it.
I think Michigan is going to win. I think they're going to win.
Now,
listen, I hate picking Michigan. I pick them in our little, like, group text. And, you know, we do the points and everything. This is the last time I'm ever going to pick Michigan if they let me down again. They got me almost dead at the bottom feeder in our thing. I'm going to give one more chance because it's set up for them to go in there and play spoiler. That will take their arrogance to a whole nother level. And they know they're not going to be national champions again, but they will be trying to spoil somebody. And then really, we'll see how the nation and the rankings change if Indiana has their first loss.
That's going to be the interesting part, because there were some people saying Indiana might have gotten a little bit shorted in the rankings, right? If it was an SEC team with this sort of resume, they might be ranked higher. But that's just part of the deal, right? Cincinnati went through that as a group of five team before it finally made the playoff. UCF not getting in the playoff, whatever it is. If you're not a big-name program, fair or not, you have to validate yourself. Maybe one more time than other people think you do, right? Beating Michigan, even if they're a 500 team, is a validating win. But then the next step is Ohio State still on the schedule. It shouldn't be a huge knock on Indiana if they lose to Michigan, even this Michigan team. And I hope the committee recognizes how good Indiana has been, how consistent they've been, and doesn't just look at win-loss record or final score, actually takes into account, hey, guess what? Indiana, you know, seems to be doing things the right way for the most part, right? Their coach is good for college football. He's a character. I assume if Michigan wins, Indiana would fall out of the top 12, and they would probably, in the committee's eyes, need to beat Ohio State to get back in. But personally, I would keep Indiana in the rankings even if they lose to Michigan. This is their mole game. They get another shot to move back up against Ohio State.
Yeah, I completely agree. It wouldn't be fair because now they're you know, look, you're putting all the pressure for them to, you know, be an Ohio State team. I'm picking Michigan, but I will not be surprised. You know, to be honest, I mean, I can't. Like, I'm going to change my pick and before I leave. I can't pick Michigan, Austin.
There it is.
I wouldn't be able to say. I'd probably get a bad case of diarrhea if I did that. I'm going to pick Indiana. I'm picking Indiana. I don't know what got over me, man.
It was momentary. You figured it out. You're good. You're back.
Yeah, man. My foot started hurting. And I said, I'm the first thing going. Yeah, I got my thoughts messed up. But I'm going to pick Indiana. I think they're just too consistent. And I like their quarterback, and I like their coach. And plus, I just hate Michigan that much. And so, anyways, Austin, we're going to put a bow on this bad boy, let you take it home.
I got you.
I gotta prop my foot up, man. But brother, old brother, I mean, damn, you know.
You said
anyway,
it.
Anyway, this is old school. Austin's gonna take you on home. What'd you say?
I said you said it, not me. Out of your mouth. I didn't say.
I know. I know. Hey, we got a real quick. We got a text here from Kip on the text line. Any chance Ernest Hausman comes home? Man, that would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you got sliding them DMs or something, right?
Get on it, Rob. So, you know the handle.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, old school Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We'll holler at you. We'll be right back.